B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is yours truly, Connor Thomas.
Connor, you're emceeing?
Yes, I am. And
awesome.
Pat will be participating in the game. Hopefully it goes better than when he was asked to name Tom Cruise movies. We will see, though. Today we'll play Two Truths and a Lie. I think that was warranted.
I took a lot of shots during the break.
You did.
So it's understandable.
610-632-0975. Still got a couple spots if people want to jump in. But you guys know how this works. Two Truths and a Lie. We're going to go around the room, and each of you are going to list a fact, or maybe it's fiction, and a caller will have to guess who is telling the lie. Very simple. We got some great prizes to give away today. Some Wendy's gift cards, some tickets to some concerts like Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Visa gift cards to give
away. Nice!
So without further ado, let's get started.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go Dan and Delco.
Oh, there's Dan and Delco. Dan, how are you, brother?
Yo, man, how's it going?
Good, man. Let's see if we can make you a winner today.
All right, Dan, listen carefully. Guys, go ahead.
I abandoned my car and slept in a bar during the blizzard of January of 1987.
I never learned how to swim.
I worked at the gallery in 2014 as one of the Santa's elves during Christmas.
All right, Dan. Who was telling a lie? Was it John abandoning his car sleeping in a bar, Bob never learning to swim, or Pat being one of Santa's elves?
Bob's got to know how to swim, man.
Let's find out.
That was the truth.
Oh, my God. Dan got caught on that one. Oh, man. Sorry, Dan. Yeah. Well, Bob, you've never learned how to swim.
Nah.
But you can swim. Can you swim today?
I can handle myself in water, but if you tell me to go swim a couple laps, I don't think I'd be very good at it.
Pat, the lie being you worked as an elf. Now, a lot of people find that one shocking that it's a lie.
I was scouted a few times. Just walking through
the mall.
Like,
you mean, like, models get picked out of the mall?
Yeah, like, back in the day, Abercrombie and Fitch would do it all the time. They'd see, like, good-looking people, and they'd scout them. I would get that, but I would already have a job or something going on. I couldn't commit.
I slept in my car. I had my car, had to abandon it, and slept at the Yankee Doodle in King of Prussia on the day that Bud Dwyer took the pistol in his mouth during the blizzard.
That's a happy
there
memory.
There was a blizzard.
Talk about a downer. Okay, well, we're moving on. Let's go to let's go to Bridget in Bethlehem next, who's joining us on Game Time.
What's up?
Or, no, Anthony.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
We'll get to Bridget next. Anthony in Bristol is up next.
What's up, Anthony?
Oh, how you doing?
What's up? You don't sound enthused, Anthony. You going to win today or what?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to win.
He's ready.
All right, here he is.
All right, Anthony. You got to tell us which one of the guys is telling the lie.
Okay, my maternal grandfather was one of triplets.
When I was a full-time writer, I stole a pair of socks from Allen Iverson, and I still have them to this day.
I passed around a petition in my high school to get a picture of Roger Staubach removed.
All right, Anthony, who was lying? Was it John with the maternal grandfather, one of triplets, Bob stealing AI socks, or Pat passing around a petition to get a picture of Roger Staubach removed?
John.
All right, let's see.
That was the truth.
Sorry, Anthony.
My maternal grandfather, Henry Lee Simons, when I did the 23andMe and did all the lineage, was a triplet.
Oh, look at that.
And one of the children did not survive after birth. So he ended up just having a twin. How about that?
I'm sorry about that.
There you go.
Kind of downer.
Well, I mean, it was
game time, not sad time.
Kids died a lot back then. Man. They didn't have the same.
Kids died a lot back then.
Well, they were being boys.
The
first story was Bud Dwyer.
Wait a minute. It was Front Royal, Virginia. He wasn't being born in a hospital maternity. This is my grandfather.
The next thing's going to be, for the rest of game time,
it's just going to be Bob and Pat playing.
There we go.
Well, the bubonic plague showed up. And
there we go.
So the lie was, I never stole a pair of Allen Iverson.
You would steal.
No, I would never take anything from an athlete.
No, you just took a sniff a couple of times. It happens.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right.
We're moving on. Now we're getting to Bridget in Bethlehem.
Hi, Bridge.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, how you doing?
I love your enthusiasm, Bridget.
I'm excited. I like to win.
All right, here we go. Let's get Bridget a winner.
Bridget sounds like a winner.
All right,
Bridget, you got to tell us which one of the guys is lying. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Shaq and I once played a game of horseshoes for $100.
I failed my driver's license test the first time I took it.
I tried out for the basketball team as a joke in eighth grade, and I ended up making the team.
All right, Bridget, who's lying? Is it John saying Shaq and him played horseshoes for $100? Bob saying he failed his driver's license test the first time? Or Pat trying out for the basketball team and making it?
Pat trying out for the basketball team and making it.
Oh, Bridget.
was the truth.
I know it's hard to believe, but that was brilliant.
Yeah,
that is incredible.
I'm sorry.
How you tried out and you made it.
Tried out as a joke. Now it's
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
I didn't make the main team. There were two teams.
Two teams.
I had no idea there
were
two teams.
So there were the good kids and the bad kids.
It was like, I had no idea though there was a B team. So then I had made this commitment to playing a B team when I just went as a joke to, because I'm not good.
So does that count as making it?
I played games.
It's like making a practice there. Squad. It's you're on seven the points. I don't know if that counts.
Wait, Bob can host solve a bet that has been going on for years. A friend of mine in our friend group says he played basketball at St. Annie's in 7th and 8th grade. Well, so did I, but I played CYO basketball where nobody gets cut. You show up, you play. You're on a team. He claims, well, I played basketball at St. Annie's. Well, so did I. Did he play basketball at St. Anna's if he was not on the St. Anastasia's team that, like, played St. Dot's? Playing all those teams.
Yeah, I call that a violation if you're not playing other kids outside of your school.
We did play other kids outside of school.
But no, you did.
Yeah, we did. We
all right, guys, we got to get a winner. We got to move on.
Come on, where's the
winner?
Chris
in Newtown is going to join us next.
Come on, Chris.
Yo, good morning.
You ready, Chris?
I'm ready to kill it.
All right, let's do it.
Chris, we need you to, man. All right, you got to pick who's lying.
I am horribly allergic to lavender.
I painted my first car to look like the car from Starsky and Hutch.
My mother wouldn't let me watch Rugrats or wrestling growing up. She thought it'd be a bad influence on me.
All right, Chris, who's lying? Is it John being allergic to lavender, Bob painting his first car to look like Starsky and Hutch, and Pat, whose mother wouldn't let him watch Rugrats?
I gotta call Bob.
That was a lie.
Good job, Chris!
Sweet.
Let's get Chris a great prize.
Absolutely. We're going to get Chris the best prize.
Maybe we can double up on a prize, maybe.
Ooh, maybe
I have so two good tickets in my pocket. I'm just saying.
There we go.
All right. Well, Chris, you're going to win a $50 Wendy's gift card. And Chris, we're also going to give you a pair of tickets to FanFest.
That's good. Good job, Chris.
By the way, game time presented by Wendy's. When you want a hot and juicy hamburger, go for the square. Wendy's serves up fresh, never frozen, always square beef. Go to Wendy's and grab a Dave's Double. Taste that hot, juicy, square difference. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and juicy hamburgers. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska.
Good job, dude.
All right.
Connor's good as a host, Pat. Just saying.
Okay.
You can choose.
No, I mean, I'll sleep in next Thursday.
Call me Wally Pip. No, I'm kidding. Okay, no. We're moving on to Ralph on a cell phone.
Dude, what's up, Ralph?
You'd be Lou Gehrig.
How you doing, Ralphie?
Lavender, by the way.
What'd you say?
Who's allergic to lavender?
I am horribly allergic to lavender, like
the color?
Windpipe. No, the lavender, the plant. Like, I can't go
by. I didn't know there was a plant.
I cannot go into a Bath and Body Works or any one of those kind of stores.
That's a huge loss.
That's bad.
All right. Well, Ralph, you got to pick which one of them are lying. Gentlemen, go ahead.
I never round off ever at the gas pump when pumping gas.
I once got kicked out of my daughter's high school soccer game.
I once got kicked out of a movie theater for eating deviled eggs.
Okay. Who is lying, Ralph? Is it John never rounding off at the gas pump, Bob getting kicked out of his daughter's high school soccer game, or Pat getting kicked out of a movie theater?
Pat's weird, but
yeah.
All right, I'm going with Pat.
That was a lie.
Yeah! Out, Ralph.
Prove deviled eggs, baby.
You bringing deviled eggs in?
What is wrong with you, Egan?
I don't bring deviled eggs in. They're nasty.
I love deviled
nasty.
Eggs.
Nasty.
You said this week you hated deviled eggs, so Ralph must listen to the show.
Ralph gets it.
Ralph's getting a double prize, too. Yes. How about it,
Ralph
Connor?
Ralph is also getting a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard and Motley Crue at Citizens Bank Park on June 25th. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. And he's also getting tickets, too. Gentlemen.
FanFest.
Nice.
Right. One more?
Yeah, let's go one more. Nick in Bally is up next.
There we go. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Let's see. We've had two straight winners. Let's see if we can have
Nick,
another.
You got to keep it rolling. Who's lying?
I ironed my underwear.
I got taken home in a police car when I was 13.
I have a dent in my leg from playing wiffle ball.
All right, Nick, you got to tell me who's lying between John, who irons his underwear, Bob, who got taken home in a police car at 13, and Pat, who has a dent in his leg from playing wiffle ball.
I'm going to have to go with John here, Jen.
That was a lie.
Yeah!
Good finish to this one.
Three straight winners.
Yeah!
Nick's away, and Nick's doubling up on prizes, Connor.
He absolutely is. He's going to win a $50 Visa gift card and witness the return of Obi-Wan Kenobi new episodes streaming Wednesday only on Disney Plus. And tickets to Fan Fest.
That's
so
great.
So we'll see all of our winners there. That was fun, boys.
That is fun. Very good,
good job,
stuff.
Connor.
I am.
Hope to hear you next week.
That's one of the best things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.